Just a Memory by Sheila Deegan for Ireland's Own. I was born and reared in an Irish pub. My parents took over the business, which then consisted of a pub and a grocery shop, on St. Patrick's Day in 1939. They expanded the goods traded to hardware, haberdashery, some guns and ammunition, nuts and bolts, timber, petrol and oil, and everything and anything that the local community needed. A business that was exclusively a pub was rarer then. It was necessary to have a few more money-making ventures on the side. My parents tried their hands at many enterprises, including auctioneering, hackney car service, corn crushing, gate making, a wool agency, collecting and selling wool from the local farmers who farmed sheep, and many other clever endeavours. They started to sell petrol and oil when cars became more common in the country. Their honeymoon was spent learning the pub trade from an employee of the previous owner. Neither of them had much pub experience, although my father ran a travelling shop for his former employers for a number of years, so had some business knowledge. They were quick learners, and in no time had learned all the tricks of the trade. They also went on to have 9 children, 5 girls and 4 boys, all of whom worked in all departments of the shop. The business was open every day, except Good Friday and Christmas Day, including the pub from 10:30 a.m. each morning until 11:30 p.m. at night. Outside of these hours, a good customer, or one in an emergency, could be served whatever they needed through the kitchen window. It was not unusual for us to get up at all hours of the night to serve petrol to a motorist who had run out at an inconvenient time. My mother loved the pub and all the perks that went with it. In those days, the Guinness Traveller, now called a sales rep, would distribute advertising paraphernalia, like promotional signs. One such sign said, "Guinness is good for you." But it was the practical, useful stuff, such as jugs, trays and ashtrays, that she made sure she was supplied with regularly. These were given to local brides to help them set up house in the days before wedding lists. I fondly remember helping to stock shelves from a very early age and pulling pints and selling bullets and cartridges from about age 12. The bar, as it was called, located behind a curtain at the back of the shop, was by far the most interesting, though sometimes equally boring, place to be. Serving drinks was a daily job, as was washing glasses and cleaning up. Nearly every customer smoked, so as well as having to inhale daily, the full ashtrays had to be emptied regularly. But other interesting and enjoyable tasks included bottling and labelling stout, port and sherry. Replenishing supplies of bottled stout was a very regular chore. In the earlier days, corks were used on the porter bottles, and I remember the excitement when we first used crown corks. Much easier to put on and get off. Bottling the wine was a less frequent affair. Bottles of wine were usually given out as Christmas presents to good customers. A Christmas drink was expected too. A free one or two for better customers and anyone within earshot. The busiest times in the pub were the fair days, held about once a month, and the carnival, where a marquee was erected in the village for dances and a ceilidh. Christmas time and the summer holidays, when the men came home from working on building sites in England, were also good for trade. The returned emigrants were expected to buy a drink for their friends and neighbours, something I reflected on later with sympathy for these labourers who had worked so hard to send money home and afford the price of a trip back to their wives and children a couple of times a year. We weren't a music pub, but a sing-song usually got started in the evening after any events. Regular customers had their own party pieces, and woe betide anyone else who sang it. The Lonely Hills of Upton Far Away, Danny Boy, The Cuckoo, and all the usual rebel songs of the day were regularly featured. The title of the oldest pub, as such, goes to Sean's Bar in Athlone, according to the Guinness Book of Records, and proudly holds the record for the oldest pub in Ireland with an official dating of 900 AD. Its origins go back to the nearby Shannon River and grew from being a stop at a crossing point on the river. The oldest pub in Dublin is the Brazen Head on Merchant's Quay. One of Dublin's oldest pubs was the Cat and Cage, now closed, in Drumcondra. According to Reverend John Kingston's Parish of Fairview, the owner, Jim Coughlin, was taken out and publicly whipped for harbouring robbers in and around 1798. Pubs were required to hold a licence since 1635, and the oldest licensed pub is in Northern Ireland, Grace Neal's in Donaghadee. Thankfully, the business my father started is still there, though in a more modern version, with an off-licence and supermarket, ably and professionally run by a very enterprising family member, a chip off the old block, for sure.